Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Chaitanya Charita, and what is that verse? 84 and 5. Lila Premna Priyadikya Madhuryam Venu Rupayo Itya Sadharanam Proktam Govindasya Chatushtayam Evangunas Chaturbedas Chatushasti Udahita Lila Premna Priyadikyam Madhuryam Venu Rupayo Itya Sadharanam Proktam Govindasya Chatushtayam Evam Gunas Chaturbhedas Chatushasti Udahita. Anyone? Leela. Pastimes. Premna. With transcendental love. Priyadikyam. An abundance of highly elevated devotees. Madhuryam. Sweetness. Benu Rupayo. Of the flute and the beauty of Krishna. Iti. Thus, asadharanam. Uncommon. Proktam. Said. Govindasya. Of Lord Krishna. Chatushtayam. Four special features. Evam. Thus, Guna, transcendental qualities, Chatubeda, having four divisions. Chatushashtihi, 64. Udahritaha, declared. Translation is, above Narayan, Krishna has four specific transcendental qualities. His wonderful pastimes, an abundance of wonderful associates who are very dear to him, like the gopis, his wonderful beauty, and the wonderful vibration of his flute. Lord Krishna is more exalted than ordinary living beings and demigods like Lord Shiva. He's even more exalted than his personal expansion, Narayan. In all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has 64 transcendental qualities in full. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtang Tapitan Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gatah Mahyam Dadati Svabadantikam Vandeham Shri Garo Shri Tapita Kamalam Shri Garum Vaishnavam Sya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Vaganatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vashakam Mitam Sya Manchakalpatrubhyascha, kipasindubhyevacha, patitanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo nama. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, obviously there's no purport because I don't know if I can say because, but there is none. It's a follow-up from the last verses. Just to reiterate, last week, Sarvad Bhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalolavaridi Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priyamandala Tri Jagan Manasakashi Murali Kalakujitaha Asamanodva Rupashi Vishmapita Charachara. And there was a purport last week. So we'll read those last two again because it's pretty much unlimited. Not that we can speak very great, but Krishna's Kaviraj can speak. Even he's very humble most of the time, all the time, saying that he's only given a little tiny drop and he doesn't know anything. However, we don't think that, but Krishna's Kaviraj, he's reiterating that, you know, like a lot of times on the news, they want to hear from someone who was at the when it happened. Krishna's Kaviraj was in the room when it happened. This is modern term. He was in the room when it happened, where it happened. Not exactly where, but he heard. So they said, I'm not making this up, but I heard it from Rupa and Raghunath. In the end of every chapter, Rupa Pade Jara As, Chaitanya Charjana, Kohe Krishna Das. Almost every chapter, he's saying that. He's hearing from Rupa and Raghunath. And so that's what he's saying. So when we hear it, we're hearing it from Krishna's Kaviraj. Others may say, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sort of not laughing. We can't say if he's laughing. We only read translation. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was noting with some sort of humor that during his time there was a Subodhi, some group formed at the time that they were to, and it's still going on in a different way, but they were to study, their object was to study the six Goswami, the Sandarbhas and six Goswami literature, but they didn't mention the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying in a bemused way that they were sidestepping Krishna's Kaviraj, such a great devotee, that you can't even imagine, but they don't even, they're not even mentioning the Chaitanya-charita. It's like saying they didn't notice that Chaitanya-charita, they're going to study directly. Okay, that's good, but he said that this Chaitanya-charita, Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj, has taken the essence of all Goswami literature. Of course, we can also read all the books of Goswamis. Why not? They're expert. Nipuna. Nana Shastra Vicharanaik Nipuno Sadharma. They've established Sadharma in Kali Yuga. Chiguranga Gunana Varana Vido Shraddha Samujanito. Papo Tapana Kuntano Tanavitam. So Kaviraj Goswami, he understood all that. And he also composed Govinda Lilamrita, other books. Such a great person. It's Kaviraj. Imagine all the devotees in Vrindavan, all the Mahants, and they're asking him to compose this book because he had heard it. Even in the beginning of Madhyalila, chapter 2 especially, he summarized the Antyalila pastimes because he said, Jaratura Marana Nikate, that death is right near me and I am afflicted by old age, Jaratura, and my hand is shaking. I can't even remember anything. So imagine if he could remember, but he is saying, I can't remember, smritya, my mind is feeble now, and my hand is shaking, can barely write, but they asked me to write, so he summarized and gave the essence. He said, now if I live longer, then I'll try to give more, but right now, this is the most important thing that he gave. Of course, he already did the Adi Lila, and so in that Maja second chapter especially is the ecstatic pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was the essence. He said, this is so important. Then he went back and described so many things in the Majalila. And then Antyalila all again. And then at the end of the Majalila he recapped whatever he had said again, like that. So we're very appreciative of Kaviraj Goswami and what he's composed. He knew what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing and what was he interacting with, what was he quoting, what was he hearing, what was he speaking. So in those verses it's described, especially the flute song of Krishna's flute, the flute song in Brahma Samhita. This is the thing that Brahmaji heard. Atta venu ninadasya, the sound of the flute. We're reading every day, every 6 days, every so many days. We read six slokas so many days. After I forget how long we finish the Brahma Samhita, anyone who comes to Mangalarti, it was said there in the purport, before Chintamani Prakarasarmashu, description of Krishna and his abode, Venam Kanantam Aravinda Dalayataksham. So Bhaktisiddhanta is describing that Mahaprabhu was hearing this every day with his chief disciples, followers, whoever was around. They heard this Brahma Sangita, very important book, describing Venam Kanantam, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satyaranda Vigra, Govinda Mari Purusham. All these descriptions are given by Lord Brahma. He was empowered with the Gayatri mantra. So, and we understand this Gayatri, Gopi Jana Balabha, is non-different from Krishna, non-different from the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Several descriptions in Chaitanya-charita that by how Mahaprabhu was so attracted to the flute, Radharani, the gopis, Ramya Kachidupasana Vajavadu Vargini Yakaupita. That Mahaprabhu adopted this method of the gopis, Ramya Kachidupasana Vakaupita. This is the Prema Pumarto Maham, the goal of human life. prema pumarta, the value, the real value. Otherwise, anarta pashamam sakshat, we're full of useless things in this material world. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence. Bujibe rashika bhakta. Na bujibe mudha. Kaviraj Goswami says, it's very confidential, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, and those who are mudhas, abhakta ustrera. Ustra means the camel-like non-devotees. They won't understand it, but that's okay. We don't mind. But we must speak it, or else how would any, it will be lost. So he spoke this, ecstatic. And here he's again reiterating, Krishna is an ocean filled with waves of pastimes that evoke wonder. Sarvad bhuta chamatkara lila kalola bharati atulya madhara prema. So many times you see that Kaviraj Goswami is quoting from the Venu Gita. We're discussing this. So many important. Akshanvatam palamidam na param vidama. The gopis are speaking. Hantayama. First they're saying, those who have eyes, those who have eyes to see, they want to see, they think, meditate on Krishna and Balaram taking up their flutes. Anuve veseyatur. Vyasyai, with their friends, and they're herding the cows. I know I was trying to do a cowherd painting. Actually, I get very easily distracted because I have different types of paintings that I'm working on. So then if I read a shloka, I think, oh, I should work on that picture. So then I can't keep the train of thought. But then I think, well, that's okay. You know, it's just the cowherd boys. And then something, I read something on the gopis, then I want to paint. Go on one of my paintings. So I have this way, I have like 100 paintings that are evolving and they increasing. So Kaviraj Goswami says that don't worry if you read this book. Some people may say too many Sanskrit verses. But actually, he said, why do you say like that? Bhagavatam is nothing but Sanskrit verses. But if you read my book, I'm explaining it very simply, but that's okay. And Prabhupada says that. Don't understand it, that's okay. Those who are fools, they won't understand it. Buji be na mudha. Avajananti ma mudha manashin talima. They don't understand the form of Krishna. Those who are mudha. Mudho yam avajananti. After when, in 11th chapter of the Gita, Madanugraha Paramam, in the beginning, Arjuna wanted to see this universal form. I remember getting a little tiny Gita in 1968. So the San Francisco temple, they didn't have any, Prabhupada had not printed any Gita, not even the purple Gita, we call it the purple Gita, the abridged version. So they were giving people these little Gita, maybe inch and a half or I don't know, big. And it had just verses like that. And so let me look at this, I'll look at it. But that was I remember being attracted to that. Universal form, oh, it's like awe and reverence. So people get attracted to that. So Arjuna, similarly, he wanted to see that form. But after seeing it, then he became fearful. Please, Sanjaya describes it, that Arjuna was so fearful, and he wanted, Tavasomyam Janardana. He said, let me see Sacheta Prakrita. Please let me see your two-armed form, your human-like form. Nicharupasya, devasya. Even the devas there after seeing that two-armed form. Very rare to see. Sudurlabham. Sudurlabham atmabhakto. Sudurlabham atmabhakto. So people may be attracted. We give out Gita, so you read it 11th, just like anyone might read. It's very awe and reverence. But Arjuna was... he was fearful of it. He wanted to see the two-armed form. Bhaktya tvananaya shakya. So then Krishna said, yes, you should be. Here's my two-armed form. First he showed the form, then he went to the two-armed form again. So all those things were shown. All the prayers of Arjuna that he said, Kamalasanastam, he could see Brahma and all the demigods being crushed, you know. Sometimes we only read it once a year during Gita Jayanti, but sometimes we like to read it during the year. We should read it also, Bhagavad Gita, every day. Bhagavad Gita, Kinchidadita, very important book. And so at the end of that 15, Mat Karmakin Mat Paramo Mat Bhakta Sangavarjita. If you want to appreciate this form, then Krishna is telling Arjuna there that you have to do my work for me, Nirvara Sarva Bhuteshu, become non-envious. And then one can attain Krishna, has to have these qualities. Give up bad association. Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Dhyatma Nityava Nivitta Kama. Give up all this material activities, lusty activities in this material world. Then we can appreciate. We know that Chaitanya Charita is the advanced course, but it's full of Bhagavatam verses. So one cannot say, what is Chaitanya Charita, what is a Bhagavatam? Many times the same verses are there in Chaitanya Charita. So there are different pastimes with the devotees mentioned, like when Mahaprabhu left Vrindavan and he came, somehow he came to see Balabhabhat. So Balabhabhatacharya was a great, actually at that time he was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not fully surrendered, but he was a great pundit. He has his own sampradaya. And at the time, Rupa Goswami and Anupam, younger brother, not Sanatan, they came there. And just to show the example of humility, they weren't showing the example. They were very humble. So Balabhabhat was seeing Rupa Goswami and offering prayers from a distance. And he had never seen him before, but Rupa Goswami obviously was Rupa Goswami, very charismatic, effulgent. So Balabhabhat said, tried to touch him and said, "No, come close, come closer." He said, no, I'm abominable. Don't touch me. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yeah, don't touch him. He doesn't want to, he thinks he's abominable. You're a great brahmana. So Balabhabhat was shown in these pastimes, he's being shown this hint. Later on, when he came to Puri, and he was completely neglected. So these things evolve, you can read in Chaitanya Charita. So at the time, Rupa Goswami was like that. And then one great devotee showed up there, Raghupati Upadhyaya. And Raghupati Upadhyaya is a great brahmana from Bihar, and a great pundit, a great scholar, a great poet. So Mahaprabhu embraced him. They were dancing. He asked Raghupati Upadhyaya, "Can you say something about Krishna?" So he started talking about Krishna's form. And Mahaprabhu, he said, "Can you tell me what is the best form of God like that?" And so he gave a few verses there, three or four verses. Aham iha anandam bande yashalani param brahma. That some people, shrutim apare smriti mitare bharatamanye bhajantu bhavabita. They're actually worshiping God just out of fear and awe and reverence. But Raghupati Upadhyaya. Upadhyaya is an interesting word. I didn't know this, but Krishna Swarup told me in Nepal, Upadhyaya is the name for the highest type of Brahman. He is an Upadhyaya Brahman also. So Upadhyaya is a Brahman just by name only. You can see, anyone can tell if they know the word. And so he quoted this verse that he had composed. Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. Rupam. What is Shyamam Eva Param Rupam? That one verse summarizes so many things. Shyamam Eva, the highest form of Krishna, Shyamam Eva Param is this form of Shyam. Yam Shyama Sundaram Achincha Guna Swarupam. So it says Achincha, Lord Brahmaji is saying, it's inconceivable, means that it's inconceivable for those who have mundane, Atakshi Krishna Namadi, Nabhavid Grayam Indriya, Seva Mukhi Hijiva, those who do Seva, Seva Anurupa Mudayona Paravaratam, they can see that. Premanjana, how is that? Brahmaji also tells us. Premanjana charita bhakti valochane santa sadayudeyeshu. They will see with eyes anointed with love. So we develop this love. Only can get that by this association. And Balabhabhat, he was fortunate. He got the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, association of Rupa Goswami, Raghupati Upadhyaya. People were rotting in the Western world. When Prabhupada came on a boat, long way, almost left his body several times. Otherwise, how will we know anything? Yeah, describe in the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, how could I give up the association of my guru, the service, samseva, of my guru Maharaj? I cannot. So the guru is so important. Mukam karoti vachalam pangulanga te grim yakripatam aham bande shi guru ninataram. So the guru is, he can make a blind man see. Otherwise, in the world here, modern world, Kali Yuga, Kala Kalira Bola, India, Vaidiva, everyone is bewildered in this age of Kali. So only the guru has come, like Shri Guru Charane Rati. One has to get a taste for the service of, especially of Prabhupada. One should take his guru also, but we sing the song, Guru Puja, it's for Prabhupada, on all times and places. Desha Kalarta Yuktani Hritapa Upashamanicha. It relieves the burning heart and all. Everyone has their guru, that's okay. And Prabhupada has come. And all these, Prabhupada one time said, my Guru Maharaj has made me like a jewel, and just by touch, I can make you all like jewels also. But this is touchstone. What is that? What is that verse about the kanchana? Yata kanchana tam yati. By alchemical process, it's described there. Even those who are, we read about Haridas Thakur. Just see, Haridas Thakur is born a Muslim, Hindus, Muslim. Well, of course, Hindu, but not considered high grade. But Mahaprabhu showed this example that Aho bhata sapacho to garin yad jibhagrivartite namatubite postapas tejo. It is understood that he had passed through. He's Brahma Haridas. Lord Brahmaji composed his prayers, but at the same time, he didn't feel that he felt that he had offended Krishna. Tadburi bhagyam charastu me. It must be how many verses, Puri? Where he talks about the great fortune, ho bhagyam, nand kim. That this Vrindavan is, he wanted to take birth even as an animal in Vrindavan to get the dust. Well, Uddhava wanted to take the dust. Because Brahmaji had his pastime, he had to move on. So this is so important. All these things are mentioned here. These four things that Narayana, one of the things Brahmaji told to Krishna, Narayanastham nahi sarva dehinam atma adashyakila loka shakshi. Aren't you my Narayan? And of course Krishna's sitting there like, you know, I'm just playing with my friends. Can you just, and how long are you going to? It's described that Krishna didn't respond to all these things. He's calling him Narayan. Atmashadashakya lokasakshi. Nayanang gam narabhujalayana tatschapi satyam natava. You're beyond maya. He, just imagine in chapter 13, that was the last chapter that Prabhupada translated with the Vishnu Murti forms appearing, and you know, each Krishna entered into each of these boys so that the boys were more adorable, more attractive. All the ladies in Vrindavan, all their boys became Krishna basically for 1 year. And because they had been hiding in the cave or something, Brahmaji tried to play a trick. So he offered all these prayers. And in the first prayer, what's the first prayer? Naumi jate chavapusha. He describes in the 14th chapter, his first prayer describes Krishna in detail. Naumi jate chavapushe varaya. He's seeing Krishna in his lightning-like cloth, his form so beautiful. What's the second line? Gujangva Thompson. Yes, right. He's decorated with these gunja berries for earrings. Paripicha, lasang, mukaya. His face is effulgent with his peacock feather. And then what does it say? Huh? Kavalaveta, Vishana, Venu. He's not only has his flute described in this verse, but he has this coward stick, and he has his horn, buffalo horn. All these things are his attributes. What's the last line? Mridupate, his soft feet. Mridupate, Pashupangajaya. Pashupa means the name for Nanda, that he protects. Pa means to protect the Pashu, the cows. Angajaya. Angajaya means that Krishna is his son. Pashupangajaya. Very wonderful verse by Brahmaji. And then he very humbly offers all these. Atapi te deva padambu dradvaya prasadale sanugrahita eva hi. Janati tatvam bhagavam hinivi. Anybody wants to know Krishna, he must get the mercy, especially of the guru. Like Arjuna got mercy. Madanugraha, he got the mercy. Divyam dami, I give you eyes to see. Chaku dandilo ye janme janme prabhu ye. Janme janme means even life after life. Lord Brahma is also saying, or Bhaktivinoda is saying, that I might take birth after birth. I might take birth as Brahma, but if it's not a devotee, then I don't care. I'd rather take birth. Kita janmahal. Kita janmahal. Yatatu idas. As a tiny insect in the house of a devotee. This is more, much more preferable than even as Lord Brahma. So this Lord Brahma's prayers are there. These prayers for the Venu Gita, all the gopis are speaking. From what? Verse 7, I think. To 19, 8. Hantaya madra balir. Yes. Yad Ram, Rama Krishna Charana Ramana Sparasha. Huh? Vimodham. That this hill is the greatest devotee. Describing the Aborigine girls. Aborigine girls are taking the dust from Krishna's feet, the kumkum that has fallen from his feet, and they're rubbing on their faces and their chests like this, in ecstasy. They're not very happy with their own husbands and lovers. But they'd rather just take the dust from Krishna's feet. Palinda, the Palindya girls, and the deer and the does, and the gopis are speaking that our husbands may be envious, but these deer and their husbands, they're together, they're worshiping Krishna, hearing the flute, and the cows, they're taking their ears like cups, pibanti, and they're drinking the sound, pibanti. We can also drink the sound, the whole entire Bhagavatam, pibanti, bhagavata, atmanasatam, vidaushita shayam, pibanti, bhagavata, atmanasatam, what is it? Huh? Katamritam, shravana, puteshu, sambritam. The second canto, we're encouraged to drink. Already we're being, so there was some discussion about whether or not the spiritual body, Krishna's angani yashe sakalan viriviti manti pashyanti, he can, Prabhupada said, don't think you can cheat Krishna. He can see with his flute, with his hands, interchangeable. Someone was saying, no, but devotees can't do like this. But it says there, drink with ears. Shutekshita pato nananata, Lord Brahma in his other prayer. Shutekshita, you can see with your ears also. Shutekshita pato nananata. Yad yad diyata uragaya. However you're meditating on Krishna, but it's recommended here. Shamam eva param rupam. It says, madhu, puri madhu puri varam. He says that madhupuri, madhu means sweet, but it's referring to Mathura. which includes Vrindavan. This is the best of all dhams. There's so many dhams, but Raghupati, he knew about all the dhams, but he said, no, of all those dhams, Mathura is the greatest. Puri Maru Puri Varam. Vaya Kaishurakam Dhyanam. And even Sham, he should be meditated in one particular, the highest meditation is Kaishur age, after 11, 12. Of course, Krishna appears older even at 11 or 12. This is the highest meditation, Vaya Kaishurakam. And he even, Raso, the highest Rasa, Aja, Eva Raso, Param. The conjugal ras. So the gopis in their song, flute song, they're even describing that the rivers and the bamboos, they're also condemning the flute. Why is this flute getting the nectar? What's that verse? I can't remember all those verses, but they're condemning this, they're glorifying the flute, but they're also a little envious. They say, Damodaradam Shuddha. Api gopikanam. The gopis are meant to taste this nectar. We should taste this nectar. Why the flute? It's just a dry bamboo stick. Of course, there's so many flutes of Krishna that mention flutes, but he has this venus of small flute. And it's described, I just read it, it says 6 inches, like, it's pretty small. So Krishna must play it when he's small, but the small flute with six venam quanantam. And then there's the Akarshini, which is what? There's a golden flute, or full of jewels and diamonds. Even the small venu flute, it's got emeralds. And it can be bamboo, it can be emerald. There's the Vamsi. When Mahesh comes, he plays his flute, that particular flute, very nice, and he gives the ragas a very beautiful sound. We cannot imagine, but this fruit, Rundan Ambu Ritas Chamatkati, Rupa Goswami was describing to Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, all these great devotees. And he chanted so many shlokas that he had composed in his Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. And so several verses describing the flute, but the one verse is a very picturesque verse. Rundan ambu butash chamatkriti. It blocks the clouds. Ambu chamatkriti. What is it? Tumbaram. It makes the King of Gandhara's tumburu. He's actually sometimes described as a friend of Narad Muni. Well, Narad Muni plays a tumburu also. And it makes him disturb, stops him from playing. Chamatkar causes wonder. And then it says what? Hantarayan. Sanandana Mukham. And Sanandana and all the four Kumaras and all the sages, they stop their meditation. They're disturbed. And it causes Anantadev, Bogindam, to whirl around. He cannot maintain the planetary systems. Vamsi Dvani, this Vamsi, the sound of the Vamsi, it penetrates. What's that last line? Andakataha, Bindam Andakataha Abito. It causes, it penetrates the universe. Out all the coverings, remember the tenfold coverings, each one, eightfold coverings, each one's 10 times. Even when he plays here, it goes to the spiritual world. So it causes, so this is Rupa Goswami's poetry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so enamored, he was asking Sarup Damodar, how did Rupa Goswami write this? You remember Rupa Goswami went out to bathe in the sea, and Mahaprabhu came there, nobody was there, so he found this verse tucked into the roof. It's not described if it was inside the roof or outside, but he wrote the shloka on a piece. And then he went into, and when he came, Mahaprabhu found it, how great is that? And he was looking at it, saying, this Rupa Goswami, his writing is just like rows of pearls. so perfect writing. There's some samples in Vrindavan. I just read that there was some scientific study that when anyone handwrites, they actually put all these electrodes on people's brains, 200 something, just to see, and had people handwriting, not Devanagari or Sanskrit or Bengali or anything, but they were writing, just writing, handwriting. And then they compared that to typing, just typing on a computer. Well, nobody uses a typewriter anyway. And the comparison was very stark comparison, that by handwriting, so many subtle activities of the brain are stimulated. So just imagine Rupa Goswami. And when you type, you just do one motion, boom, 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 boom. It keeps the brain dull. So Kali Yuga, Kala Kalir Balana Indidiva, Anudinam, day by day is a duller and duller, you know. Then you don't even have to type, you can just hear it or speak. Oh, you don't have to type a phone number, you can say call so blah, blah, blah. And whoever you're talking to, and everything is like some artificial intelligence, some videos, and that you can see it, but some people are fooled, such fools. This is Maya. Maya Mrigam Dayate Yepchita Andada. Mahaprabhu has appeared because we're all Maya Mrigam. Mrigam means a deer who's so foolish that he's chasing after this scent of musk, the musk deer. And so everyone in the material world, like a little animal, chasing. Maya Mrigam, Dayate Yepchita Andada. Amdadav, I mean, Mahaprabhu is running after us here. Stop. He's running, giving us Chaitanya Charita, giving us. He is in ecstasy. He has his eternal form also as Nimai. And at the same time, he's chasing us. Still, he's chasing. How does that verse start? Sadbuja verse. Yeah, the first line. Taktvatorama Sheshalaman Taktvat Surepshita Raja Lakshman. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given up Raja Lakshmi. Everyone is after Lakshmi, after wealth, after material things in this material world. But he gives it up to like Yamanachari, he's spitting at it, this material pleasure. He enjoyed, he was a big king. Yadavadi Mama Chaita Krishna Padaravindi. Now that I'm seeing Krishna, Smeram Bangi Trai Prachitam Sachi Vishtina Bilva Mangala. Is that Bilva Mangala? Getting confused. That's Rupa. Rupa Goswami's verse, Smeram Bangi. He's giving some instruction. I'm not sure what book it's in, but I remember, okay. Radha Govinda Maharaj said when he was a small boy, he was reading that verse, and he always loved that verse. Imagine, he was a very fortunate small boy, but practically he learned, you know, I don't know how much of the whole Bhagavatam, but Smeram Bangi, Sri Bangalalitam, this form of Krishna, his smiling, Smeram Bangi, Trai Parichitam, Sachi Vishti, Nidrishti, Ujjalam Chandrakena, Nastyadara. He's putting his fingers on the flute and with his lips and in the bright moonlight. So he says, Bandhu Sake Shtiranga, Ma Prekshastra. Don't go see that form of Krishna. Don't see the deity, because you'll become too attracted and you'll give up all your material longings, all your attachments. So if you want to maintain your material attachments, then don't see Krishna. Don't go to the temple. Don't chant Hare Krishna. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, you'll become attracted also. Hare Krishna is non-different from Rasa dance, non-different from Krishna, right? Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Vibhu Sarva, it is the shelter of everything. So Mahaprabhu, he's the shelter of everything, but also it said the devotee is the shelter, Ashray. Also, so he wants to experience what Radharani is described there, Vamsi. when she hears Venu Gite, this is Krishna speaking. Kaviraj Goswami is speaking for Krishna. He's channeling Krishna, just like Vishwanath Chakravarti. He gives us so many purports. So this whole Chaitanya Amrita, much of it, he is speaking what Krishna is thinking, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking. So Venu Gite, Paraspara Venu Gite. When the rubbing of the bamboo is there, Venu means flute, it means the bamboo also. And because it's made of bamboo. So then she becomes so attracted, she becomes bewildered, tamalere, alinga. She embraces the tamal tree, thinking that's Krishna. I remember in 77 I was in Vrindavan, so I thought, let me do a painting by this tamal tree. There was the Krishna Balaram tree. I don't know if they still, Panchagoda, is it still there, the tree?
Yeah, it's still there.
Is it combination?
A new one.
Oh, yeah, so it I went out to that section, because it used to be all sand, now it's all kunda, who knows what's there, cement, I don't know. It was very ecstatic in 77, 74, so very wonderful. So I painted out there, for a while, I did a Krishna Balaram painting. I brought it to Bombay and then it got lost. I have a little snapshot only. So very inspiring. So Radharani's inspired, she's grasping the tree. So Mahaprabhu is coming in this mood, Ashlishyabha Padaratam. He's giving us this example that even if I'm trampled, Radharani trampled. So Krishna is thinking that I did so many things as Krishna, but now I have an experience. So we have these verses, Radha Krishna Pranaya Mahima Ki Desho Veti Lobat. He's very greedy. He wants to know how Radharani, she Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Desho Va Vanayam. How is this Radharani enjoying my beauty? 10 million times. However much I'm enjoying, she enjoys millions of times more than me. This is not fair. So this is competition is going on that Krishna is attracting Radharani, Radharani is enjoying so much more. And so this is the form of Krishna as Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Nahi Anya. Non-different from Radha Krishna, Ekai, Dui Soru. These two forms have become one, they've separated, inconceivable. So all our only business is to hear about it and meditate on it. And Kaviraj Goswami has presented it. We should be always very thankful. Chintyacham, chintyacham, bhaktas, chaitanyacham, always, he says, think of it. And he himself is showing, Durgame patimandasya skalat padagatir matam, yakripa yasti danena santas. He says, I'm tripping, I'm falling, I'm so useless. Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Durgame patima andasha, I'm blind. Kaviraj Goswami says he's blind. Actually, Bhuva Mangala Thakur was blind. Still, he composed all those slokas. Very ecstatic verses. Bhakti Tvayishtirthara, Bhagavan Yadishyad, Daivena Napalati Divikashora Murti. He was seeing Divya Kishora Murti, although blind, and he's composing all these amazing verses. And Mahaprabhu was hearing those verses. Few of them are given, especially in Madhya, second chapter. What is it? Amunya Danyani, Dinantarani, Hariyatara Lokanam Antarena. How can I go on all these? Radharani mood that I cannot go on without seeing Krishna, Dina, of so many days and nights, Hariyatara, Alokanam, without seeing Krishna. So this was Mahaprabhu's mood, that separation from Krishna, Viraha mood. Sometimes seeing, sometimes, where can I see? When Nimai came back from his father's, where is that place? Gaya. He was saying, where's Krishna, the flute player? Everyone was amazed. What is Nimai Pandit, such a big scholar? Now he's become a devotee. Oh my God. Did you hear the news? So that's the news. What is the news? He asked Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur was lying there just before leaving his body, and Mahaprabhu came there and he said, Haridas, what's the news? What did he say in the news? What was the news? He said, don't leave before. One of the things Haridas said, don't put this maya show that I don't want to be here to see you disappear and go away. No, you should. So he came in right before Haridas, as he was leaving his body, Mahaprabhu was there. And Haridas also saying, I can't chant right rounds enough. He's already chanting like 200 rounds, 190 rounds. He's like, I can't chant all of my rounds. We're lucky if we can chant 16 rounds, and he's lamenting because he cannot chant his 100, his 3 lakhs of rounds. So we are aspiring for that. So Kaviraj says, oh, hear it again and again. You should hear this chintitam again and again. This day. One drop can drown this ekabindu. Papa tapa nikintana tanabe. Govinda ganamritai. Pouring, Six Goswamis, pouring these songs of Govinda on the suffering living entities. Papa tapa. Tapatriyana bihitasya gore santapyara manasya bhavad banisha. That's Uddhava speaking. That these threefold miseries, even Sanatana Goswami is speaking like that. Tapatraya, these threefold miseries afflicting me, what can I do? Lord Chaitanya said, ah, come on, Sanatana, I know you're not afflicted. You're a pure devotee, you're not afflicted by any of these. Sanatana Goswami was running on the hot sand to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His feet were blistered. You know, sometimes you see these watery blisters, and he didn't even notice it. He said, Sanatana, your feet are all blistered. He said, oh, I didn't notice it. He was just thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But at the same time, he was so humble, he wouldn't even go the shorter way in front of the temple. He said, oh, I don't want to go there. Those pujaris, they're pure devotees. If they see me, if they touch me, I'm abominable. Then it's not very good. Therefore, I came by the beach. So Parikshaya, Mahaprabhu was examining. He's always examining. Of course, I'm failing the examination. But he brought Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma to see Rupa Goswami just to examine there what they'll do. Because Rupa Goswami was so great that it says that in the beginning. Pariksha, he was examining them. So he's examining even Sarvabhauma, even Ramananda Roy, just to see what is their reaction. Not that they'll become envious, or they never, but still. All right, so this class is winding down. Any comments, questions?
This jnana vairagya, it seems like, you know, I'm envious that you all know so many shlokas and can have a good retention memory and performing sacrifice, Haridas Thakur chanting so many rounds. So how much endeavor do we have to put forward, if, you know, by yagya, by tapasya, by all these readings, and that's not going to get you back to Godhead when Krishna gives his mercy. But I guess you have to kind of show from your side by performing these kind of activities, you know, memorizing shlokas and performing tapasyas. And
is this a question?
Yeah, it's a question. Yeah,
you're saying that by reading that we should expect the mercy. Can you summarize it?
Summarizing means that we're putting forward endeavor, but it's Krishna says not by yagya or tapasya or by performing the sacrifices that I'm going to, you know, get the mercy. So how do we get the mercy from Chaitanya and Krishna just without having to learn all the shlokas?
Well, okay, this reminded me of a morning walk in 76. Prabhupada used to walk sometimes on the roof of the Lotus Building, which is not a long walk, but he just walked back and forth. I wasn't there in 76, but I heard a lot of the tapes over the last 50 years. And so he was hearing his other temples, they were chanting. Of course, they chant very nicely, you know, but so they were chanting, you could hear it, they have a loudspeaker, and they're chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya. It was like Gaur Purnim time, so everybody, they're all fired up. And us hearing it, we think, oh, they're it's good, nice, sounds nice. But Prabhupada was rebuking. He wasn't rebuking them personally to their faith, but he was saying to the devotees, what they're doing now, nice kirtan, but they're begging for mercy. They're begging for mercy. But Mahaprabhu has already given the mercy, but they aren't really taking it fully. Because Bharat Bhumite Hola Manushya Janmajar, Jamasartha Kari, Parupakar. Mahaprabhu has given his mercy and his instruction that Parupakar, those, they should perfect themselves, that's good. Now, Parupakar, they have to go out. Like when Prabhupada came to the West, nobody helped him. I mean, I think Narayan Raj sent some mridangas, that was good. But there were some letters, oh, Swamiji, we can. But from Prabhupada's point of view, that Srila Bhakti Santa had said, now you should learn English, go out and save the world. So from Prabhupada's vantage point, that mercy has already been given, that you beg for the mercy, mercy is already there, that's all. Just like when Vishnu John was asking Prabhupada, well, how come so many people, they don't take the mercy? He said, you take the mercy, but I'm giving it to everyone. Nahi sang harate chayam, Veshmani, Chandala Veshmani. There's one Chanakya shloka, that the moon is shining on everyone, even on the houses of the Chandalas. But and they're getting some benefit. Or the rain is there raining. The rains of mercy. Prem Vrishti in the desert, it may do a little bit. In the ocean, there doesn't need any rain. So those who can accept, Yeyatamam Prabhajante Tamsataya Bhajamyam, then they that the mercy is there. So you have to. The mercy is the form of the instruction. The instruction is Prabhupada study Bhagavatam 24 hours a day, one time, he said. People are falling down because they should study Bhagavatam nityam, 24 hours. Like he would often condemn this Bhagavat Saptaha, 7 days. Why 7 days? Parikit Maharaj only had 7 days, but you have nityam. You should do always, every day, every morning. Yamakshanam ananyadi, every moment, every hour. At the end of the Bhagavatam.
Thank you.
I was just riffing on what you said. I don't know if that's an answer.
Good, thank you.
Anything else? Okay, we don't have a big population today, so Haribo, all glories to Chaitanya Charitamrita.